Welcome to the Glacier Review. What's new, Glacier View? Life in our town, events and happenings, interviews and more. Whatever is new or news in Glacier View. Glacier View is located between mile 89 and 119 on the Glen Highway. KGVC, Big Glacier Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC radio station, rebroadcast from KVRF, Radio Free Palmer, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis. And we're off to a raucous start. What do you think of my new intro sound? You know, I usually have this little 13-note fugue that's done nicely on a flute. Today, I have a layered sounds from a synthesizer that I played. It's a keyboard. And augmented sounds and interesting different little sound effects today. So that's the opening intro to the Glacier Review, sounding a little different. Well, let's get on with the program. Stardate 60.10075. Okay, it's the year 60, and it's day 10,075 in the stardate. And that's the time since Pluto last made its perihelion, or it rounded the sun for its new year. Okay, council news coming up. New or news in Glacier View? Well, we have a letter from the borough comptroller saying use it or lose it. So we had an interesting discussion about budget at last Thursday's council meeting, and we prepared a long-term budget for spending, but not all of it just yet. Lean times ahead mean savings in the bank. So we're going to negotiate and see. We're spending some of our money, spending it down for sure, and we're going to save some. So it'll be interesting to see how the budget works out this year with the Glacier View Community Council. Part of our discussions centered around a pavilion, a new pavilion that we would have Job Corps build with a couple of picnic tables and park benches. Now, I say this rather lightly, but that's actually, it was a big discussion. Very interesting. Now, these are just ideas about how to invest our Glacier View Community Council funds, of which we have a number of years of unspent funds. A number, I mean, like 5 or 6 or 7 years. I don't know, a long time. And a pavilion would be a little public park for Glacier View residents. We don't really have our own little park. We don't really have our own space. So Job Corps will do the building for us. And they'll do it out of 4x12s. Have you sat at a picnic table made out of 4x12s? The picnic tables weigh 800 pounds. They're not going to blow away around or blow away in the wind. Great stuff, treated wood. The pavilion, picnic tables 10 feet long. Park benches. So we're discussing ideas of what to do with the money and the possibility of a pavilion. Somebody suggested covering the ice skating rink. An interesting idea, but it's 85 feet by 200. The budget came in over $325,000. That's a third of $1 million. We don't begin to have that kind of money. So probably back to pavilion, but you know, the question is, what are we going to do with our money? It is community money. And how are we going to spend it? And how much are we going to spend? And how much are we going to save? So, interesting questions. We did do some other major spending. We spent, we allocated $5,000 again to the Glacier View School. Now, last September, I suggested it was adopted and passed that we fund the school budget up to $5,000. Now, that doesn't mean we write them a check for $5,000. That means our own principal teacher, Wendy, comes to us with ideas that they would like us to fund up to $5,000. So that was very cool, and they did some awesome things. They had swimming lessons that weren't going to be funded, and then later on were funded. So they did other things, including going to see Tarzan. They even bought a 3D printer, a very awesome 3D printer. So this council meeting, we had the motion and passed $5,000 for their budget for next year, meaning next school year starting September. I know school starts late August, but they have the $5,000. They'll come to us, tell us what they want, and we spend the money. So we keep track of all the receipts, and we spend the money in ways that we are legally accepted by the list of things that we've presented to the borough. So $5,000 for next year, $5,000 this year. What is your community council doing? I hope you're supporting your students. Also, we voted to spend up to $4,000 on a CNC laser cutter and a computer to run it. And it'll also run the 3D printer that they have now. So what's a CNC laser cutter? CNC means just computer controlled. So you draw a picture, you put it on a thumb drive, you plug it into the CNC laser cutter, you load in a sheet of paper, but it's not paper. It's actually much thicker, and it's wood or plastic. A CNC laser cutter, then you close the lid, it's all contained. Fan comes on, and a carbon dioxide laser cuts out the pieces of wood or plastic for construction. Now, a 3D printer is awesome, can do a lot of stuff, but a CNC laser cutter can cut out bigger pieces much more quickly and much more cost-effectively than a 3D printer. And actually, the real deal is that they'll work together. Some of the bigger parts will be made with the laser cutter, some with the smaller parts and more intricate parts will be made with the 3D printer, both accepting flash drives with simple JPEGs or vector graphics. Easy to run, and the language that they're learning isn't French or German or Spanish. It is 3D modeling, it's math, it's electronics, it's robotics, it's the future that's here now. They say very soon, when you go into your repair shop and you say, gosh, something's wrong, and they check, and oh, you need a new oil pump. They'll say, just give us a bit and we'll print one out. They'll be printing them out with 3D metal printers. Print out a new oil pump for your make and model of car. They won't have to keep parts on hand. They can print out parts now. Soon, 3D printing is going to be the language that we will want our young people to know and be successful in. And that'll be all levels, from jewelry to mechanics to art to medicine. Fellow up in Barrow had a heart attack. They took him to the hospital up in Barrow. Really fabulous new hospital. They did a scan of his heart. They said, oh man, he needs a stent. They did the scan. They sent the scan by internet to the lower 48. Somebody drafted out a stent, a 3D stent, and sent the file up to Barrow. They printed it out with a 3D printer and cut the person open, put in the stent. The guy's on the road to recovery. It's amazing. Now, who is the person that they sent that scan to, and how did they know 3D printing? Medical 3D printing. So the school is light years ahead with a brand new 3D printer, a very big, competent one. And then they'll have the CNC laser cutter. We also approved a portable sound system. So when the council meets, wherever we meet, indoors, outdoors, or if we have a 4th of July event or a flea market or something, we can take a portable sound system wherever we go. Two speakers, battery operated, can plug in mics, even remote mics. Plug in music if you want, you know, a CD player or an MP3 player. So we've ordered that. The school has kindly agreed to house it there where we have the council meeting, and they're welcome to use it too. Also, this is the Glacier Review. This program on Radio Free Palmer is called the Glacier Review. You know that. You know that you can go to Facebook and look up the Glacier Review and add your own ideas or some of the things that I mentioned in the program, like I will be talking about raising our children with kindness, ROCK. You can find that link right on the Glacier Review page in Facebook. But where is Glacier View? Well, a couple of years ago, we put down $1,000 for a sign or two signs saying, "Welcome to Glacier View." We never made them. So I went shopping in Glacier View for a woodworker and found Aaron Musin. And Aaron has agreed to do the two signs. So now we have $3,000 budget. Aaron Musin is going to be making two signs with "Welcome to Glacier View," big mountains, glacier coming out of the picture, "Welcome to Glacier View," wooden signs. I don't know, they'll be 6 or 8 feet wide, like 4 feet high. Very colorful signs. The mountains will be painted in, the glacier will be very big. So when you enter mile 89, you've entered Glacier View. When you've entered mile 119 coming from the north, you've entered Glacier View. Now you're going to see signs. Now we have to find locations that are either on private land or agreeable to DOT, that are out of the range of snow plows and traffic and signage and all kinds of things. But we'll do that. We approved the budget. We're going to have two signs saying, "Welcome to Glacier View." Think of all the times you've gone to Glen Allen or gone to see the Matanuska Glacier. You didn't even know you were in Glacier View. Well, that's changing, isn't it? Council, we ask for other ideas for using the budget responsibly. So we're going to be talking about that for the next few meetings, and it can happen in any meeting, but we do like to announce ahead of time. I publish the budget the few days before the council, usually on a Monday, in a letter to the new everybody in the council. So there's no surprises. People know exactly what's going on, and now you do. What else is going on in Glacier View? The Hawk Watch is back. At about mile 120, 125, you know, I never looked at the odometer. There's a Hawk Watch camp now. They're just a couple of vans. Guys get out there. They're folding chairs, get out their binoculars, have their lunches there and some food. They're staying at Hawk and Dove's little B&B. And they keep track of how many raptors they see. So I have a little raptor story for you, but in the meantime, if you want to come up to Glacier View, come up to the Hawk Watch, look for the guys around mile 125 on the Glen Highway. Stop by any one of our restaurants here in Glacier View that are open. I think right now it's Long Rifle. I think Long Rifle's the only one that's open. So stop by and have a glacier burger at Long Rifle. Have some good fries. Yum. Anyway, so Hawk Watch. I'll tell you a story. You know, we went up last weekend to see the Hawks, Hawk Watch, and it's fun. Talked to the guys there from out of state to keep track, and I posted a photo. The record so far, so go to the Glacier Review. You can see the chart right there. What kind of raptors and how many are being seen. But one morning, oh, this is 3 or 4 years ago, I woke up and looked out the bedroom window, and I saw something organic on the ground. That sounds kind of rude, doesn't it? I saw something, I wasn't sure what it was. So I got dressed and I went outside and I looked, and it was a hawk. And it was a dead hawk. I mean, this hawk was really dead. It was so dead, it was dead hawk. You didn't even know that term, did you? Dead hawk. That's I'm sure it's a scientific term. This hawk died in the air. And why do I say that? This hawk had been eviscerated. Eviscerate means to slice open and turn inside out. It's what starfish do to eat their food. They put their stomach outside and they wrap around their food and digest it. Well, this poor old hawk died in the air and whomp, bop, poo, down on the ground. It was dead. So that means some really big raptor didn't like it being in the air and killed it in the midair, and it dropped to the ground. I tell you, phew, we should move on to other stories. Okay, we're moving on. But first, it's time for our station break. I love our station break. Do you want to hear that ooey gooey sound again? No, we're not going to do that. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC radio station Big Glacier Radio, rebroadcast from member-supported community radio station Radio Free Palmer, where we build, inform, and celebrate community through local radio. Visit Radio Free Palmer and become a member today. Donate. Visit us on our Facebook page, Radio Free Palmer. Listen to Big Cabbage Radio, broadcasting in Palmer at 89.7 FM, Sutton at 89.5 FM, and rebroadcasting in Glacier View at 91.5 on your FM dial, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis. So, other news in Glacier View. We've had Meals on Wheels now for maybe a year. Stay healthy, stay strong, stay independent. Get Meals on Wheels from the Matsu Senior Services. Well, the Matsu Senior Services just hired a local resident here in Glacier View for care and respite work. Call Karen Cobb at 761-5026. Again, Karen Cobb, 761-5026. I'll repeat that at the end. And see if you qualify for care or respite help. Now, let's define those terms. Now, I'm not your lawyer, and I don't work for Matsu Senior Services, but generally speaking, care means come in and help with the household chores. Do the laundry, wash the dishes, sweep the floor. When you're in need, you're very elderly or you're in medical support, some sort of problems, you can qualify for having somebody come in and do care for you. So help with the chores. Also, respite care. What is the difference between care and respite? Respite is you need to go to Palmer and buy groceries. You need to go to Palmer and have a cup of coffee with your friends. Or go to the nice internet cafe at Victory Bible Camp and download some software or emails or something. Anyway, you need to get away for a little bit. You need some respite if you're the full-time caregiver. So, caregiver helps with the chores. Respite work comes and sits and is company with the person in need, so they're not alone. They can help out a little. So, call the Matsu Senior Services. Here comes the phone number. Talk to Karen Cobb, C-O-B-B. Number is 761-5026. 761-5026. Now in Glacier View, we have somebody. Let's put him to work. All right. You can also call him about Meals on Wheels. Oops, I said that. Hey, from Daisy and Tim Woodfolk, new folks to the community, Daisy and Tim Woodfolk, come to the gym at Glacier View School Sunday, April 23rd from 4 to 6 p.m. for a self-defense class. Please wear comfortable clothes, no zippers or buttons. We will be on the wrestling mats. No shoes on the mats, so be prepared to be in socks or barefoot. Ages 6th grade and up. Hope to see you there. 18 and younger must have an adult participant in order to participate. Okay, that's Daisy and Tim Woodfolk. Fork? Woodfork, I can say that. Woodfork. April 23rd from 4 to 6 at the Glacier View School. And we had Raising Our Children with Kindness, Rock Matsu. It's a cross-sector collaborative group that works to promote family resilience and reduce child maltreatment in Alaska's Matsu Bureau. So Rock, what do? There's all kinds of support services. And when kids are in need, they get kind of moved around. They go place to place to place. They need a space. They need people to kind of aggregate the services for our youth, for the care of our youth, and promote wellness. So Rock, Raising Our Children with Kindness, go to the Glacier Review on Facebook and get to their website. You can also go to healthymatsu.org and find Rock there. healthymatsu.org, find Rock there. raising our kids with kindness. All right, we are getting on into the program, and time for a little bit of music. So this week I thought I'd just play Chopsticks and other songs like that on my synthesizer, because that's all I can play. Okay, I didn't really think that. Let's hear something really neat. That's called a synthesizer, and that's somebody who knows how to use it. Now, all that music was produced on a keyboard. Now, many layers of sounds, many tracks, track one, track two, track three, but a person who knows how to craft different sound effects, that's pretty cool. There are more traditional kinds of synthesizer sounds, a little more, dare I say, piano-like. The last one was Oxygen, Part 4, with Jean-Michel Jarre. This next one is Jeffrey Reed Baker. Jeffrey Reed Baker, and that was Gymnopede number 1. Okay, I don't know if I really pronounced that correctly. Thank you for listening today. Does something on today's program interest you? Care to add to the discussion? Visit the Glacier Review on Facebook page to add to your comments, add photos, and see what others are saying. I will be posting photos of guest gadgets and more. Also, you can go to RadioFreePalmer.org, stream us live, or download the app. Until my next program, good wishes to you and yours. This is the Glacier Review, and my name is Joseph Davis. Here comes that little fugue sound again.